and we will call this meeting of the MATS committee to order. And Ken, have we done a roll call, and do we have a quorum, please, sir?
Yes, we have a quorum.
We've got 15 voting members.
15 voting members, and Jim, do you want to make any comments about that and name tags or whatever that you've made and put out?
Well, sure, we're just trying to be more organized here, and we, in the past, people have sat at the table that weren't voting members, and it was confusing on who was voting, who could vote. So we've gone a little extra length this time to make sure that the voting members are at the table and identified. We also have on record any proxies that we have. We have those with us, so we're trying to get more organized and make it more clear to the public and those involved.
Good. Questions, comments, or concerns about that? Excellent. All right, let me move on then. The first item is approval of the meeting agenda, and that agenda is before you, so I'll call for that. Is there any concern with the agenda? Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would offer a motion that we approve the agenda with the exception of the I-1675 and Far Afield Road portion of the TIP, and my motion would be that those two items be deferred.
That would come under, obviously, under discussion of item number one under the agenda. So that is the draft transportation improvement program. So I think what I'm calling on now is just the overall agenda.
Yes.
So your motion would be timely made when we get that item on this agenda.
Well, I would respectfully disagree, Mr. Chairman, but I will accept the ruling of the chair on it. I think if my motion is considered, you don't get to it at the end of the agenda items. But my motion goes to the agenda itself in its entirety. So, and I'll accept the ruling of the chair as long as it's timely made for purposes.
Certainly would be timely made under that discussion item. Yes, number one. Any other comments about the agenda? If not, can we have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any objection to that? All right, we have an agenda before us. Then next is the approval of the minutes. The minutes have been presented to you. Mr. Hutto.
Shirley Hills is misspelled in both places in the minutes.
Can you give us a correction as to
there's an E between the L and Y in the bottom paragraph, end of the second paragraph and the middle of the third paragraph. Shirley Hills has an E in it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, I'll correct that.
Okay. We'll certainly correct. Any other comments? If not, can I have a motion to approve the minute?
Second.
I'm sorry. Who was that? You? Mr. Hutto, second by Dr. Thiessen. Any other comments or suggestions? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the minutes with the correction of the misspelling, Shirley Hill, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Then the minutes are adopted. Next, we have committee reports from the CAC, which is the Citizens Advisory Commission or Committee, and the TCC, which is the Technical Committee. So we'll start. Mr. Petrak, are you going to make the report to the Citizens Advisory Committee?
Yep.
Good. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. The CAC, we met and approved the TIP as it was presented with one comment and two exceptions. The comment was on the Jefferson Real Road project, which is on your, is that in this TIP is on your pages 19 to 22. There we note that the Jefferson Hill neighborhood has been waiting a very long time for this project, and we would think that it should be a priority and approved and proceed as quickly as possible. But we would make one comment that in the future, GDOT should, on any multi-lane project in high population areas, include in the median strip some pedestrian safety islands or raised medians for improvement in safety for our Safe Highways program.
Okay.
That's the one comment. The other two exceptions are on Forest Hill project. We, in your page 22, 23,
project allocates $8 million for the right-of-way purchase for the section from Vineville to Wimbish. This section is one-third the length of the first section, yet the right-of-way costs are five times that first section's cost. This is public money, and we think there should be an accounting for why there is such a big difference. We request that the project be removed and that accounting be given. On the whole, for the whole Forest Hill projects, which we've been through before, you know, many, many times, we ask why it hasn't, you know, been removed by this time. You know, why do we ask for these neighborhoods to be destroyed or damaged just for the sake of a, you know, a multi-lane highway whose design reasons no longer exist and haven't existed for a long time? The traffic counts aren't right, but there's multiple reasons that have been given, you know, for Forest Hills to be redesigned. Our other comment is on the I-16-I-75 project, which is on page 13. All the previous suggestions to this project still stand. There have been multiple citizens groups that have come out against it. It will disrupt downtown for a decade, and you know, who knows how many businesses will be impacted and damaged because of it. It's up to 14 lanes in some spots that will cause a division in the city, cut the city in half, essentially. It degrades the Riverwalk, which is probably the nicest thing that this city has ever done, or not ever done, but for a long time, for lifestyle improvements. Its cost and scale is out, you know, out of sight, and it can be scaled down. Last but not least, technology is changing the way everything works. The GDOT has admitted to it itself that it takes no account of technology when it came up with its traffic counts, which were based on a guesstimate of an estimate. Nothing real. So for all these reasons, we expect that this be removed from the TIP. And that's all we had to say.
Yeah. Very good. That's the report of the Citizens Advisory Committee. Let's move on to the technical committee. Please, sir.
Thank
Jim,
Mayor.
Are you going to give us that report? Don's
going to handle that because I was not at that meeting. I was out of the office.
Yeah, we basically just went over the TIP. There were no real serious questions that the technical folks had. Most of these things have been in the plan a long time. And I will be discussing some. We will be discussing, as we get to the agenda item, some last-minute changes that have been made, and some changes that we need to do. So,
okay.
Not too much to report.
Yeah, very good. Next on the agenda is a public input, and we've obviously had a lot of attention here and got a lot of media here, and I anticipate that there may be several. However, in the interest of everybody's time, we don't want to be redundant, and we don't want to be repetitive. Can I have a show of hands of those people that are interested in commenting during public comment? One, two, three, four. Then we'll accept that. There's a 5-minute limit on public input, so we'll start then with the. With the first comment. Yes.
Me.
And please identify yourself for us, please.
My name is Ben Wells. I'm the rector at St. Francis Episcopal Church, located at 432 Forest Hill Road. And good morning to your honor, the mayor, and to the esteemed board. Good morning to you all. And peace and blessings on you. And I know you have a very difficult job. I would like to go on record as the chief priest or the rector of St. Francis, the parish of St. Francis, that we oppose the Forest Hill plan as it is currently understood as a 4-lane highway with a median in between, because we believe that it will be a division of the community there, and we also believe that it will negatively impact our parish. And we do acknowledge that there needs to be improvements on Forest Hill. But in the current plan, the parish of St. Francis Episcopal Church opposes the four-lane expansion to a road, essentially, that we feel is not needed in that design. Thank you.
Very good. Carl?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My name is Calder Clay. I live at 3882 Overlook Avenue on the corner of Overlook and Forest Hill Road in the section that we're discussing. Mr. Mayor, I present a letter to the group. I don't know if I have enough copies. Is it appropriate to hand to you and to pass out?
That would be fine. We'll be glad to.
Thank you. I'll make my comments fairly brief. I want to thank the committee. As a past public servant, I know that sometimes you have to make tough calls. And a lot of times we look at making the call sometimes to benefit the whole that might inconvenience a few. Sometimes we look at projects like this Forest Hill Road, this massive construction that's on our doorstep, and we try to think, is it really right for the entire city and the entire community? I, for the life of me, do not believe it is. And I'm speaking from my heart for those of you who know me. The Forest Hill Road project started as the Northwest Parkway, which went from Northside Drive all the way to Log Cabin. It was about a 6.5 mile project. During my time on the City Council and County Commission, I worked to try to make sense of that. I believed that we did need a Northwest Parkway. It made sense to me because of the traffic needs in an east-west way to get wherever we're going up there. We looked at it, we started trimming it down. Instead of a big 5-lane, we said maybe we could make a boulevard, 4-lane with a median. Maybe that would be less intrusive to the neighbors and to the neighborhood. Well, then along the way, over the last 20 years this has been involved, we've been involved in this, half of it got cut off. Over 3 miles on the western side was eliminated from the project. So now we're left with Vineville to Northside. Well, from Wimbish to Northside, instead of the 4-lane divided highway, through the evolvement and process, we went to a 3-lane, which seemed to eliminate most of the objections over the whole deal. But still, it's no longer a Northwest Parkway, it's just from Vineville to Northside. So now, we're here today talking about 0.6 of a mile on what was a 6.5 mile project. 0.6 of a mile. And the committee before you is $8.5 million for 0.6 of a mile that from 6.5 miles has been pushed to 0.6 of a mile. I don't understand how we could spend over $1 million for each 0.1 of a mile in a 0.6 of a mile highway. We know what happened years ago when we put an interstate through neighborhoods. That's what we're putting on Forest Hill Road. It is a 4-lane divided highway in 0.6 of a mile. It's not even an interstate, but it's dividing a neighborhood, my neighborhood. We work so hard to bring people to Macon. We work so hard to bring them downtown. And it's working. It's doing good. So why would we take 0.6 of a mile and run everybody out of the Vineville, the Ingleside area? My neighborhood. People, my neighbors will leave. I will leave. It just doesn't make sense. So I just ask that you take into consideration, is this the right thing for the entire city, for the entire county? Do we as public servants often stand for the single man, the single neighbor, the single neighborhood? I say, yeah, we do. And I believe you will. In my closing comments, I stand here in particular for Jane Hogan. She lives across the street from me. Jane Hogan would be the most affected person in her property. She has about 1.5 acres of nice woods right on the corner. This project will take almost 1 acre of her property. She lost her son in 9/11 at the Pentagon. Her husband died a few months later, certainly a casualty of that attack. We don't need to do this to Jane Hogan. My last comment, and I'll sit down. in the 6/10 of a mile. We had hoped that it might be a four-lane divided highway median, maybe landscape like 3rd Street or a boulevard, something really pretty. But here's what's happened in the plan. From Wimbish to Vinyl, there are four places in that 6/10 of a mile where the lanes go to 6 or 7 lanes. In 6/10 of a mile, that does not leave a nice grassy median or a boulevard. It's going to be 6 to 7 lanes at Wimbish, 6 to 7 lanes in front of the church where the apartments are, 6 to 7 lanes at Ridge, and 6 to 7 lanes at Vinyl. That leaves less than 1/10 of a mile, maybe 2/10, where there's going to be a four-lane divide. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Other comments? But we had two more.
Glad you're here later.
Right here. Good morning. I'm Ann Mullendore. I live on Forest Hill Road. We've been talking about this project now for at least 12 years. It should have been moved on ages ago. I agree, it should not be a four lane. I'm in total agreement with that. But we do need some relief on this road. It's dangerous for people that are walking. Absolutely. It's dangerous for me driving. I worry to death about a person misstepping and getting in front of me. And I see them walking down this road constantly, and sometimes at night. And so there's no sidewalk. It's not a neighborhood. You have a postal person trying to deliver mail. When they try to deliver mail, they block the lane, which is another danger, because I was behind a truck the other day and they were trying to figure out how they were going to get around this postal truck. And there was a car coming and it just drove right out in front of the car. So we also can't clean up the shoulders. I mean, there's no shoulder cleanup. The grass is 4 feet high, which is ridiculous. I'm embarrassed about the look of this road. Macon used to be gorgeous. I lived here. I was with Charter Medical for 20 years. I was so proud of Macon. And people that would come visit here from California said, "Oh, you've got a beautiful town." I said, "I know." Well, it's not beautiful all over anymore. I drive down this street and it's horrible. We need to pay some attention to areas that need attention. Forest Hill Road needs attention. And people fly down that road. There's no police on that road. Except for, what do you call it when they stop people to test you to see if you had too much alcohol? I see that. I don't see anyone stopping people for speeding. So we need 3 lanes. We need sidewalks. We need a beautiful road on Forest Hill and Wimbish and between Wimbish and Vinyl. And I agree totally. The money needs to be reassessed. Thank you.
Thank you. Last comment. Well, we got two. Gary, let me take the lady in the doorway.
Well, I won't take a lot of time because I'm here.
Please identify yourself.
I'm Brooke Dantzler, and I own property at 262 Riley Avenue at Ridge. Creative Alternative. I'm director of that Finance Program. I'm here, though, to speak up for someone who can't be here, and that is my husband, Keith Dantzler, who passed away in 2008. He was a proponent for the improvement of Forest Hill Road, but not the present plan. He sent multiple letters to the newspaper, and several of you are probably familiar with his ideas. Unfortunately, in 2008, he was killed at the intersection of Highway 22 and Highway 18 when he had his car failed, and he had to pull back into the lane there, and it wasn't big enough, even though the intersection, the part of the intersection where he was the largest four-lane space on that intersection of that improved DOT road, which is very similar to what is being proposed here. So I'm here because I'm a widow, because of one of those improvements. And I also am concerned about my grandchildren who are living in the house where my husband grew up on Overlook, and 2 and 3 years old. I want them to stay in the neighborhood. I want them to end up being business owners and taxpayers and keep making the way it used to be. And I would still like to see Macon move forward, but to use vision, not just reactive whatever. I don't understand where the plan came from originally, but just please take into consideration that people are being killed on these improved roads, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Last comment, Mr. Becker.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, members of the committee, for allowing me to speak. I will not take a few minutes. I'm District 3 Commissioner of Bibb County. I represent the entire length of Forest Hill Road from Vinyl Avenue all the way to West End Drive. And I believe that myself and Mr. The Chairman, Sam Harvey, are the only two to represent the entire length of that road in Bibb County. I believe the plan that you're considering today is overdesigned. Forest Hill Road needs improvement, a 3-lane with sidewalks would possibly be a better alternative than what is being considered at this point. I would encourage each of you to give consideration to those who have spoken today and others you have heard from, and defer the purchase of this right away when it comes up for a vote today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We'll move now to the agenda items, and agenda item number one is the draft transportation improvement program and a review of the draft documents. We've got a couple of comments that need to be provided for us. One, at my request, is kind of an overview of what we're doing, and I'm going to ask Jim Thomas to kind of give us an overview of what we're doing here as we adopt the TIP, or Transportation Improvement Plan, which is the first 4-year increment, as I understand it, of the long-range plan that we have previously adopted. So this is kind of the first 4-year bite-sized piece of the projects that were included in the long-range plan, but kind of what we're doing. Jim?
Sure, Mayor. Today we're reviewing the TIP, which is a programming document that we update every year, and it's a 4-year horizon. So what the document does is it takes the projects that are in the long-range plan, and when federal money is available, they get programmed in this document. So every year we update this as a 4-year horizon. This is actually what I would call a final draft. The process requires that we adopt a draft and put it out for public review for 30 days and take comments, respond to the comments, and then we'll come back for final adoption. There's a last minute change that we received from GDOT on Monday, and if I could refer to the document on page 13, that's the 75 project from Pierce to the I-16 split. GDOT has asked that we remove that from the document and in its place put in a project which is the mitigation project for 75 as it goes through Pleasant Hill. And this sheet that's got the new project at the top, that was also handed out. So the document that y'all will be reviewing is minus the document, the project shown on page 13, but added this project. So we're kind of flipping, taking one out, putting one in. Now the document, each, if you look at the project profiles, you'll see that it programs dollars for different phases. There's you know, engineering, utilities, construction, right away, and whatnot. And you'll see in that graph the fiscal year that's programmed and the amount of those items.
Does everybody understand this would be your new page 13? And this is the Pleasant Hill mitigation. So they're asking us to remove this page the existing that's in page 13, remove it and put it in its place, the Pleasant Hill mitigation. Does everybody understand that? Okay, we'll get to that momentarily. Address, if you will, Forest Hill Road, where it is in the program and what the money is being allocated for that program is.
Sure.
Please, Jim.
Sure. In the TIP, the Forest Hill Road project, what's being programmed is the purchase of right of way.
And where are you in the book?
That's on page 23, and that's the section between Wimbush Road and Bonneville. And proposing to program $8 million for right-of-way acquisition in FY15, which would begin July 14th. That would be the beginning of that fiscal year. So sometime in that fiscal year, they would start buying right-of-way if this is adopted.
Is there any money in the plan for engineering?
No, sir.
Or design?
It's all right of way.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, may I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
If we adopt this set right here on what you were talking about, you're going ahead and saying that, okay, well, this is what we're planning on doing and buying even before the 30 days for the information from the people, correct?
No, that's not my understanding. I'll ask for clarification from Mr. Thomas.
It still is a draft. And until it goes through a 30-day review period and then comes back to you, plus it's got to be reviewed by the IAC, which is Interagency Council, with that includes Federal Highway, GDOT, FTA, EPA. They've got to review all of our documents since we're in non-attainment. If you adopt this, it will be a final draft. You're saying these are the projects that we want carried forward, but it's not final until we have the 30-day public review period and respond to those comments that we get.
But we're essentially saying these are the projects we want to move forward.
You are saying this is what you want to move forward on.
Not on that. Can't do it.
Let me get clarification then. Amendments at this point to the TIP, can you address that?
Sure. This is being proposed as a draft, and the board can take out, put in whatever they want. I mean, this would be the time to do that if there are changes that people want to be made. And
so you say we can downsize this if we want to right now. I mean, with GDOT sitting here, we can take out. This is our money. This is every taxpayer dollar. We can downsize this thing to save money.
Amen.
Well, long term. Yes, there are questions about who's going to pay for the design and those kind of things, but today, if you don't want to move forward with purchasing a right-of-way, then you need to take it out.
I think, you know, one of the things that I see is that, you know, I think I'm the only person sitting in here that's ever drove a fire truck up down this road, and it picked up people, had people get killed, and worked on people, worked on children. This is an overkill to me. I have a problem with it, Mayor. That problem is big time. The other part, I understand. The three lanes, turn lanes, fine. Talk to people who live over there. But this here is no issue. And spending that kind of money is foolish.
Jim, how about addressing for us the is there an alternative to taking it out entirely and shifting money into design so that work could continue? How does that work?
Well, this project, and I may need help from Van and Andrew on this, but this project was a joint project between the road program, Tipp County, and GDOT. And I believe the original agreement was that the locals, the county, would design the project. GDOT agreed that that was done. They would purchase right of way and construct it. All the dollars in this, and all these projects are federal dollars. There's no local money in any of this. So I would assume that if this project comes out, that to do any changes, we're going to have to pay for that locally. I don't think you can just reprogram money. It's already been designed. So GDOT, that wasn't part of the original agreement between the county and GDOT. They're not going to go back and redesign a project that we want to change, I don't believe.
But did they not change it anyway? I know I'm supposed to ask your opinion, but did they change it anyway without us?
Oh, well, it's been changed 3 or 4 times.
Did they not? I mean, tax dollars, talking about tax dollars, is it not everybody's tax, even people, me, pay taxes? I mean, it's everybody's tax dollars,
sure.
Not just the tax dollars of people all over the nation except for us.
Yeah, I'm talking about local responsibility of what we agreed to do versus what GDOT can do. But you're right, we're all paying taxes.
We're all paying taxes. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I think this discussion really goes to the thrust of my motion. We might save time and address the concern that you're raising more efficiently if my motion is heard and considered by this body.
Certainly ready to hear your motion.
I renew the motion that I made earlier that we defer action on the I-1675 project and the Forest Hill Road portion of the TIP, and I'd like to be heard in discussion.
Second.
Got a motion and second to defer, and I need clarification on defer, too. I'm not quite sure what that means.
Well,
defer.
Obviously, the design issues need to be addressed, the funding issues, all those things need to be addressed, and I don't know anybody who's able to respond to those questions. We had a meeting recently with DOT representatives, and we were told that they have no idea when monies will be available for the I-1675 project. You know, so in any event, going through an exercise, I think in futility and frustration, if there's no time certain, so you know, waiting until that neighborhood, for example, can be better satisfied. We were given information that I later found out was just not accurate. In our meeting, from talking to people who live in that neighborhood. So I think deferring would allow time for DOT, if this is a viable project that makes sense for the total community, to make the sale to the people who are most directly affected and to address their concerns. The same thing is true of Forest Hill Road. We have a lawsuit that's pending, Mr. Mayor. It's possible that through litigation that the whole thing can be resolved. I don't know that. I'm not privy to any inside information, but it's always possible that litigation can lead to that particular result. I think it would be a little bit presumptuous of us to get in the middle of a matter that is in litigation at this point in time. So I think the better strategy, the better course here would be to defer, to allow the litigation process to resolve itself, and that could conceivably have an impact on whatever the final design is for this project. It would also allow time for funding to be identified and for DOT to do a better job of addressing the concerns of people who live in a part of my district in Sherwood Hills.
Mr. Hoffman.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm in my 10th and thank goodness final year on City Council, and I don't envy those of you who are running again. But before I ever was elected, the very first issue that got me involved in this was 1675. The neighborhood met constantly, I mean, over and over and over with GDOT. My wife was president of the Neighborhood Association during all that, and each time we would say, yes, it needs to be fixed, but scale it back. We would go back to the next meeting, and it would be even bigger. And then the next meeting, it would be even bigger. For some people, it's hard to imagine how big a project this is, but if you drive through Atlanta, right by Georgia Tech and the Varsity, you know how wide I-75 is there? This is bigger than that, in the middle of Macon. We've had 54 neighborhood associations, civic groups, churches vote affirmatively to ask that that plan be cut back. You then open public comments online. 58 comments came in. Every single one was negative. Every one. Saying, this is too much, this is too big, this is a $500 million project, which is going to destroy all the neighborhoods around it. And one of the arguments they keep using is, well, 16 cuts off to the left and no expressway can have a left lane exit. Really? You're coming up from Houston County to Macon and you want to take I-475 around us? How do you exit? Left. It's not a flyover, it's a direct left. It's exactly the same. So don't tell us we can't have exits off to the left when you've got a huge one right here in Bibb County already. The neighborhood has asked over and over and over to scale it down. $500 million. The only people who are going to benefit by this are the state ports and Atlanta, because they want to get all of the traffic around and through us as fast as possible, not to Macon, but through Macon. And in order to pay for it, what this group did was cut out everything else. All of those plans you wanted, all of those projects you wanted that were so important to the locals, you remember that. It's all cut out because it's being sucked up by the $500 million for this project. It just makes no sense. This body is supposed to be listening to the neighborhoods and to the people who live here, not to Atlanta. And I submit to you that we need to take this out at least until such time as the neighborhoods affirmatively say, fine, this is what we think is good. In the meantime, at Forest Hill, you've got one local who has been given a bill already for more than $100,000 in legal fees, and he's not even in court yet. And yet, GDOT has millions of dollars of taxpayers' money to fight him, and they will continue to do so. What I guess they intend to just break him, take his dental practice maybe, and take his house. In the meantime, let's do what we're supposed to do. Let's listen to the people who live here and who elect us and who appoint us. And I really hope that you will agree with Commissioner Edwards' motion, since he represents us on the east side of town, just as I hope you listen to Commissioner Bechtel, because he represents the area that has Forest Hill Road. Thank you.
We're gonna maintain order, please, sir. Please, ma'am. We're gonna maintain order and proceed with the meeting. Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I second the motion and support his motion, because I think to defer continuous discussion, and we can continue discussion, because what I heard this morning is that nobody's opposed to these projects in terms of something being done. I think people are worried about the size of the intrusion factor of these projects. And so if we defer it, discussion continues, and we perhaps can come to some agreement as it relates to how these projects ought to be carried out. And so if we can, you know, but to take it out sometimes stops discussion. And so I don't want to do that, because what I heard is that everybody agrees that something needs to be done on these projects in both instances, both for I-16 and 75, the same thing on Forest Hill. And perhaps when the litigation itself, maybe something will give us some indication as to the size of this, but I think to accept an $8 million thing right away now implies that we're building a much bigger project than perhaps somebody hopes to build. So I think rather than just shutting down discussion by taking it out, let's defer it so that we can continue discussion and come to some resolution as it relates to how these things ought to proceed.
Again, I'm a little bit confused as to the significance of deferral. I'm not sure how you can defer items as part of a plan and still take action on the plan.
Well,
even as a draft to put out for public comment.
Well, the committee can change this document and adopt the document as you see fit. Now, if you're talking about deferring the whole document, that's different.
That's not what he's talking about.
Because there are other projects.
It's two projects.
Okay. The project is still in the long-range plan, Forest Hill Road. So it doesn't just go away. But by taking that $8 million out of the TIP for the right-of-way, you are delaying it.
Mr. Chairman, okay. The TIP, as I understand it, is something that reoccurs every year for 4 years. It's continually going on. So when we take these projects out of the TIP this year, they can be back next year. So they don't disappear. As Jen says, they're in the long-range plan already. We didn't get it out of the long-range plan as much as I would have liked to. So they're still there. This would just take it out for a year so they can't go forward on any of these projects for that 1 year. Those two projects course, the DOT has already taken one of them out themselves.
Well, and that's the other part. I want everybody to understand and be sure that we know, and I really think that I'll exercise the prerogative of the chair to treat this as two motions, not a joint motion, so that you can vote on the two separately and independently, because the I-16, I-75 project now is litigation.
No. You can't divide a motion.
No.
Not by Robert's rules of order, you can't. His motion was one.
So then if you take the one motion, then the mitigation for Pleasant Hills
right.
neighborhood will not happen. No. As it stands, it'll come out of the TIP, because that's what DOT is doing. Right.
All he addressed with this motion was the I-16, I-75 project, which was on.
I think you're right.
That's what Pleasant Hills mitigation is.
Right. Yeah, that's on page 13.
No, that's what that is.
This is a replacement.
Let's don't have a sidebar. Let's continue to discuss this.
You know, my question would be, with this.
Let me see if we can't get clarification for you.
The only 1675 project in the TIP is this.
Now.
Yes. GDOT has already requested that the project on page 13 come
be
out.
Dropped. Yes.
So they're already suggesting that we take that out and in its place put the mitigation project in. So the mitigation project is the only I-16, I-25 project that's in the TIP.
And if you vote on the motion as it was submitted,
correct.
I'm asking this for a matter of clarification,
right.
then that's out of the project also.
Yes.
Right.
The mitigation.
And I take anything out of the project. It defers action on those
two items. Yeah, it doesn't take everything else out.
That's right. The project is still in the long range plan. This delays
for a year at most.
Well, it's got to be voted on again. I mean, so it delays the expenditure of those dollars to do the tasks that are described, you know, doing the cul-de-sacs and the park and all that. So,
which dollars, Mr. Thomas? So you were told by DOT that they had no idea. They had not even identified funding for the project that we're concerned with at I-1675.
Well, it's all federal dollars. Tom, you want to?
It's phased. So this is one of the phases. But
so they identified funding for this phase.
For one of the phases, the whole project.
Mm-hmm. Right. What I want to be sure everybody understands is that if these two items are linked, then you are denying Pleasant Hill the litigation that they have been planning on. Well, you're deferring. Deferring it, delaying it. Am I wrong?
If the I-16, I-75 project never goes forward, then that mitigation.
The mitigation is in large measure for the original construction of I-75 back in the 1960s. And the mitigation that has been negotiated, I would say, has been a result of years of difficult negotiation between the neighborhood and the Department of Transportation and the people in there. So even to delay this by a year, which is why I was wondering if it's improper to separate a motion, because these are two different projects, even though they're the same subject matter, transportation, they're two different projects.
Can the motion be amended to put Pleasant Hills back in the TIP, is my question. Instead of deferring Pleasant Hills, can the motion be amended to put it back in?
Actually, that has not even been added yet. It seems to me that motion, the only thing that comes out would be what's currently in. And if you want to do that, that seems to be a separate motion itself to me.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it hadn't been added yet, so that would be a separate motion.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Once this motion is done, since that one is not even in it currently, I will be delighted to make a separate motion after we've taken care of this one to put that in. I have no intention of taking out that.
And I'll second his motion.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a separate motion.
Exactly.
Further discussion?
Yeah, how about explain exactly what they're talking about doing?
The motion that has been made that is currently before us is to defer the I-16 project that's on page 13 and the Forest Hill Road project, which is on page 23. And I'm still a little uncertain as to what defer means, but obviously it wouldn't be included in the draft, the final draft that's put out for public comment.
It would defer means it comes out of this TIP, that it's that project, the funds that have been programmed for that project will not be in this TIP. Now, you can amend it later. You can, you know, next year you can add it back in. But going forward, if you take out those projects, we're saying that we're not ready to spend those dollars on those projects.
And then we have conversation that if this motion passes, there would be a subsequent motion to put this I-1675 project mitigation back in. That's the way I understand what we're talking about. But the motions would be voted on seriatim, first one, then the other.
That has to be done
unless somebody. Right,
Mr. Mayor, does that not have to be done anyway first before the other one is done?
No. Not necessarily. You know, we didn't establish that as an order of doing this. And what we're trying to do is still all under item one. We're trying to finalize the draft transportation improvement, the final draft to be put out for public comment.
Yes, ma'am. On the mitigation for Pleasant Hill, wouldn't the mitigation not be even needed if the highway wasn't coming through? So it seems to me that it's a moot point that if we postpone or defer the TIP portion of the highway and Forest Hill, then it seems to me that the mitigation on Pleasant Hill, if it goes forward, that goes without saying that we're going to come back and do the rest of it, because the mitigation is based upon the widening of I-1675.
As I just stated, it is my understanding that a great portion of the mitigation is for the original construction that was done in the 1960s, for which Pleasant Hill, there was no mitigation provided. So a great portion of this $11 million is for mitigation of the existing highway. Some additional money may be for the additional encroachment that is being made.
If that is true, then the motion doesn't even affect that.
No, not this one.
The motion doesn't affect that if it's mitigation for something that has already occurred.
That's right. Mr. Mayor.
It's both, though. I mean, it's mitigation for what has happened in the past, is my understanding, as well as for the additional encroachment that is required on the Middle Street side.
To spend the federal dollars to do the mitigation, whether it's for the current situation or any future situation, it's got to be in the TIP.
And we'll put it in.
Rohan.
Just one comment, Mayor, because there seems to be the inference that DOT is responsible for the design of Forest Hill Road, and I don't like the fact that there's an inference that they're blamed. This committee itself has voted for that project numerous times. So have the local governments voted for it. My concern is the fact that they're blamed. We're just as responsible as anyone. I'll also add I-16, I-75 is here because we want it here. We wanted it here as a community, and it needs to have the improvements that it has. I have a difficult time sitting here while I consider DOT to be berated, if you will, when we're all responsible. It's our community. I just want to add that for the comments.
Mr. Petrak.
I'd like to add that comment to you. I was part of the citizens group that was polled by and used by GDOT to design these projects. And in every meeting we had, it was said, this is too big, let's go downsize. GDOT was the one that wanted it at this size and got it bigger and bigger. It wasn't anybody in the community, and they've been the ones pushing it, in my opinion.
Mr. Mayor, if I may add, you know, I think the primary concern of folks on the east side has always been that death trap at Spring Street. And if we could get that fixed, short of all of this big, over-designed monstrosity that's being proposed, I think that would satisfy almost everybody. And my understanding is it doesn't require everything that they're talking about doing. I mean, those massive lanes and high structures that are going to be intrusive as far as Far Hill, as far as Sherwood Hills is concerned. My other concern is, yeah, DOT has accepted responsibility for what happened to Pleasant Hills years ago. But you don't fix one problem by destroying another neighborhood in the process.
Amen.
Yes. And I mean, two wrongs don't make a right. You know, it's an important, vibrant neighborhood, just as Forest Hills, Forest Hill Road area. And it just doesn't make sense that we're allowing a state agency to have its way. And in this continuing test of wills, you know, I'm going to come down on the side of people who live in these communities as opposed to bureaucrats who make a living designing build roads that are not responsive to the needs of folk who live in these neighborhoods.
Amen.
Mr. Mayor, I want to respond to what you just said about Spring Street, if you don't mind. You know, I don't know about you, Ryan, but I've worked 1675 with accidents, and we've had a lot of fatalities. People are burned to death, and so much because of the design. Now, the design back when it was built was a bad design. Sure. We all know that. Something has to be done. We cannot just put this off. I mean, how long do we keep putting it off until somebody else gets killed? We've run into other problems with that in the county, and we've corrected the problem. We've got to correct 1675's problem now. GDOT is here. We need to tell them what we're looking for. And it's all tax dollars. And like I say, you know, I don't like having the way it's planned. I don't like the way, I think it's too big. I think other things can be done, but I'm not an engineer.
No.
The bottom line is, I don't think the majority of people are happy. I mean, they want something done, but they're just not happy with the size that it's going to be built.
Sure.
It's not allowed.
It's the point of it. Information.
Point of information.
Yes, sir.
Are you now saying that the mitigation that's going on, that's being planned for Pleasant Hill, is going back and correcting past failures? Like, for instance, people over there wanted the noise mitigation done. And for all these years, it has not been done. And it was our understanding that GDOT said that they weren't going to go back and do it. So now they have changed their mind, they're going back and do it.
No, it is my understanding. Yes. It is my understanding that noise abatement is part of the mitigation that has been negotiated. Noise abatement, the relocation of approximately 25 structures, and rehabilitation of those structures, a historic trail through the Pleasant Hill neighborhood, Jefferson Long Park, and the relocation of the Richard Dunneman House.
We're not for this I-1675 improvement, as it is called, then they wouldn't be mitigating what has been going on for all these years that people have been asking about.
Right. I can't answer that. I don't know. I know it has long since been an issue that needed to be addressed.
Been over 20 years.
It needed to be addressed. That's exactly right. We are beginning to get a little redundant in the comments here, and I know everybody needs to move on here. Last comment, Mr. Petrak.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
If we're mitigating, you know, the problems with Forest Hills, Pleasant Hills, with sound barriers, we have to remember that, you know, this damage that was done by I-75 has done a lot more damage to a lot more neighborhoods than just Pleasant Hills. But GDOT is not going forward with any sound barriers along I-75 through the heart of downtown or through the heart of the neighborhoods that are in that area. But why not? That should be included, that mitigation. And also, the plans are not, they're not planning any mitigation for the noise barriers in the Winship Hills area either.
That's not before us at this point. That's not before us at this point. Is the objection to calling the question? All right. The motion before us is to delete or defer. Defer these two projects, phase 13 and 23, that's the I-75 project, as originally stated, which was the construction of the phase between Pierce Avenue and I-16, and the Forest Hill Road project, which is for right-of-way acquisition, on page 23.
No, sir. Forgive me, but no. You just said that what he's asking to be deferred is just that one project. The page 23, the piece down from Pierce, that's not what he said.
That's right.
He said the entire 1675 interchange. He did not say just this one sheet that you just mentioned. That was not his motion.
But that's not even before us. That's not even in the TIP.
It is part of the TIP overall.
It's part of the long range plan. It's not part of this TIP, Mr. Hutto.
I understand, sir.
That was my motion.
Which is the motion?
The motion was that we defer I-1675 interchange ready, and the Forest Hill Road.
Well, see, that's out of order. That's not even in front of us. The only thing that is in front of us today is the TIP, which is the four-year plan for what we're going to do in the next 4 years. That's the only thing that's in front of us. And currently, what's in there is the construction of the part between Pierce Avenue and I-16 and right-of-way acquisition on Forest Hill Road. Those are the two things that you're talking about. You can't defer something that was in the long-range plan. We're not talking about the long-range plan here today.
The portion of the interchange, the portion of this project that is before us is what my motion goes to, Mr. Mayor.
Correct, which is on page 13, Mr. Hutto. That's what he's asking to defer.
I'd say one quick thing.
I'll certainly defer.
I got too many conversations going on.
I'll certainly defer to the commissioner since it's his motion. However, right. all of you have said several times today that at any time you can amend the TIF. You said it over and over and over, and now suddenly you're saying, oh, no, the TIF's not in front of us. Only these projects are. And yet you just said several times, we can come back next year. We can come back any time, was your word you used, and amend. But now suddenly you're not allowing that. And again, I'm deferring to the chairman, to the commissioner, because it's his vote.
Well, you know, I'm certainly open to my motion being amended, Mr. Hutto, if you have some insight. You've worked with this over the years.
Mr. Mayor,
yes,
can
sir.
It be, I mean, vote on each one separately? I mean,
that was my original suggestion.
I mean,
and that,
why
that
can't
was...
we vote? I mean, we're talking about two different issues here, folks. We're talking about Forest Hill Road, we're talking about 75. I mean, so you want to tie everything together? I couldn't vote on either on that.
Yeah, since the intent is a continued discussion, why don't we vote on it as it is here today, and then it still continues discussion in the future as we look at the whole project. So I think we ought to just hear to what's in there today.
Why can't we just...
Let me see if we can get a point of clarification. Mr. Heath is with the Georgia Department of Transportation.
Point of clarification. The Transportation Improvement Program is a separate document from the long-range transportation plan. The Transportation Improvement Program is 4 years, which is in front of you today. The long-range plan is a 20-year document, which we went over back in April. The only portion of 1675 in which funding has been identified is the mitigation project in Pleasant Hill. So if you're talking about deferring funding hasn't been identified for the remainder of the project at this point. So the only portion that funding has been identified is for the Pleasant Hill project.
Which would be a separate motion.
Which would be a separate motion.
Right. So I'm just getting to the point of talking about deferring the entire thing. No funding has been identified for the entire thing at this point other than the mitigation phase.
Let me clear. Outside of the four-year window,
right.
We know 4 years out in this programming document, this is a fiscal document. I just make sure, outside of that four-year window, not that funding hasn't been identified, but we can program out the first 4 years of our budget. That's pretty much what this is, a fiscal document. Of the first 4 years, we know we're nailing down. So, but to say there's no funds available for this project as a whole, I just don't want to mislead anybody to say we don't know.
Point of clarification, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Thomas, is there funding identified specifically for I-1675 at the interchange at Spring Street?
No. The only phase is this and
we've got
mitigation.
We've got to substitute that in, because as has been pointed out, it has not been substituted in yet.
I would agree, Mr. Mayor, in the interest of clarifying this, that we would, in view of this discussion, withdraw the portion of my motion having to do with I-1675 at this time. Because it doesn't address the main area of concern, right? Mr. Hutter?
I would defer to you, but I would say that at least taking out, what is it, 20...
Some page 20.
Sorry. Taking out a certain piece of it at least does affect it. 20 what?
No, it's
13,
page 13
is the section that was originally put in.
Right, and that's $33 million.
But they've taken that out. Right, they've requested that we take that out. They don't have the funding identified for that.
I understand. I'm fine with your motion as it originally stood.
Point of clarification, Mr. Mayor. I'm under the impression that the reason that the motion was made originally was so that there could be some consideration given to looking at the project again and coming into some agreement with the community as to what is going to best suit them. And in all scenarios that I've heard, the community think that these projects are too big. And so if we're going to wait till funding is identified, it seems to me like we are a step closer to going ahead and putting the project in as it is presently conceptualized, rather than trying to do something about it before the funds are identified. Now, I'm confused with what is going on here, because I'm of the opinion that the citizens and the community is saying, we know that there are some improvements that need to be done, but what you are asking to be done is just too much. And we want to look at it again and see if we can perhaps convince DOT and MATS to downsize this so that it'll be something that we can live with. And if we're waiting for funds to be identified, and if only funds that have been identified is for the mitigation over in the Pleasant Hill, which should have been identified 25 years ago, then I don't understand what we're doing. Because I think that people are here asking us to look at these projects and see can we work some way that the community can exist with these projects.
Let me see if I can go back and restate what I understand to be, and subject to clarification, let me see if I can restate what I understand to be the motion. The motion is to finalize the draft TIP, which will then go out for public comment for 30 days and come back to this committee for final approval. Have I stated that accurately? So what you're actually asking for here by passing this, even as it exists, what you're asking for is public input, which is probably a better forum for it than the limited people that are here today, to put it back out for public comment to finalize. But the motion is to defer putting this or to include it in the draft. That's the motion, to so that you wouldn't have any public comment on it one way or the other, because it's not that.
Well, the comment doesn't seem to have affected what they plan on doing anyway. So stage, if we go ahead and finalize this draft, it seems to me that it makes it a little bit more galvanized as we go forward. And if this public comment hadn't affected what is happening, then what is to say that the more we galvanize this project, that public comment is going, I think the public comment is going to have a less effect on it. We are at the soft stage now. We can change it. But if we go ahead and formalize this as the draft, then it becomes more difficult for change to happen.
Again, I'm going to ask everybody to refrain from public display of support or denial. Please, we're just trying to have a meeting there.
Yes. The final comment I'd make is, you know, we can have all the public input we want, but unless DOT comes to the table and makes a serious effort to compromise, to work with these neighborhoods, nothing happens. I mean, you know, this process has been going on for 20 years. So I don't know that anything is to be gained from, you know, these repetitive public input meetings over and over again. So I call the question on the
we've been on the point of clarification for the last 15, 20 minutes. The question has been called. We're still just trying to get clarification. Point of clarification, Mr. Rohan.
Well, I understand what we're after here, and the idea is defer, which I assume means give more time to the discussion of Forest Hills and the plan. What I'm wondering is, when you take it out of this plan, you defer it, you remove it, however you want to couch that, it's not in the plan. It's not planned for at all.
Not in the next four years.
I'm just wondering if you resolve that by moving it back a year to FY16, you know, which gives you time for dialogue. If you want to have dialogue about the design, you still have acquisition of right-of-way, which may be necessary to do any improvements, which I haven't heard anyone say that improvements aren't needed. So you delay the right-of-way acquisition by a year, which means it's not going to happen anytime in the next 3 days here, but you leave it as a component of the plan. That would be what I would suggest as a way of deferring,
that would be
if you will, which it leaves it in here as a project that we know needs to be done. It still has federal funding, but it's just not in 15. And so then if everybody wants to have dialogue about the design, you have time for it. And I don't know if that accomplishes what you like, but I just wonder.
That actually, I suppose, would be a substitute a motion, which would not be in order. An amendment to it perhaps would, but that's a substitute motion, and I don't think is appropriate at the juncture we find ourselves. So, any further question or comment about what we're doing? The motion is to defer action or do not include in the final draft. Page 13 and page 23, those two projects would be deferred and not included in the draft going out for public comment. Appropriate statement, Ms. Thompson?
I have a question, though. Are you including that the mitigation project is replacing the project?
No, that's a separate motion. That's exactly right. All right. Are you ready to vote?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, let's just please raise your hand so we can go around and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The chair votes no. So you've got a tie. So now where do we go?
The chairman votes only when there is a tie, sir. You can't create a tie.
I'm not sure about that, Rick. And the background I have was that the chair could vote to make a tie or break a tie. That's the background I have, and I don't know what the rules say yet.
Well, the bylaws don't address that. We go to Robert Rules of Order, a tie vote means that you don't have the appropriate votes to pass the motion.
But whether or not I can vote is the question.
Yes, it doesn't go forward.
You can vote as
What he's saying is I'm entitled to vote, and if my vote makes a tie, then we're all. So I wouldn't be making a tie or breaking a tie. Does the chair vote?
Yes, the chairman can vote under the Matt's bylaw.
The chairman votes.
Who did not vote? Because we had 15 members here. Roll call. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Can we just do roll call then? Because obviously we're all voting.
That seems to be what we need to do. We'll go. Ken, you want to call?
Okay, you want to do a roll call vote?
That'd be fine, sir.
Okay, I'm going to go around and ask each voting member here how they vote on the motion.
Okay.
Mr. McQueen, how do you vote?
No. Is that correct?
Yes. You vote against.
Trying to keep track of it.
You vote against the motion. Okay, Mr. Robinson, how do you vote?
Vote no.
Yes.
Mr. Petrak, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Rigel, how do you vote?
No.
No. Mr. Rojas, you vote no.
No.
Mr. Allen, you vote no. Mr. Edwards, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Hart?
Yes.
Seven that voted yes.
No.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I got eight that voted yes.
Okay.
And seven that voted no.
So the motion passes 8-7. So you have a deferred or deleted pages 13 and 23, those two projects. I understand there's a subsequent motion now.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move to place into the document Pleasant Hill Improvement Phase 1B at a cost of almost $12 million.
Second.
There's a motion and second now that we put into the TIP the 1675 Pleasant Hill Neighborhood Improvement Mitigation Project at $11,612,000. And that was seconded by Ms. Edwards. Motion is there. Is there further conversation about this motion? Hearing none, I'm sorry?
Just a question, I guess. This mitigation needs to go forward. I mean, we will agree on that. But there's a whole section of I-75 that was adversely affected when it first went through that is in the city of Macon. A lot of people that live along the highway. Is there any way that we could include, you know, sound barriers for the rest of that?
No, sir. That would not be in order at this point. That would not be in order at this point. All right. Further discussion.
The only thing I'd like to point out is the fact that we're doing no more than what DOT has recommended on this particular one. So we are cooperating with that one. So that's just a note.
Further discussion. Hearing none, I assume you're ready to vote. All those in favor, I don't anticipate this being. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. So we've substituted the Pleasant Hill mitigation into the TIP. Is further discussion on the TIP and the document itself?
One thing that I'd like to offer, and I don't know if I'll get a second to it, I offer this out of concern that if we completely remove Forest Hills from the project with no funding for 4 years, that we may risk eventually it being paid for with all local dollars because of having no federal or state participation. And what I'd like to offer is a motion to move the right-of-way acquisition to FY16 and put it back in the plan, if that's appropriate.
Is there a second? Dies for lack of a second.
Right.
Is there further motion concerning the TIP?
Well, only the question of funding for these projects and what have you. Mr. Mayor, I really think that maybe the local communities are missing an opportunity. I mean, for too long, in my judgment, we've been captive to the state agency and federal government regulations. And there's some models right around us of how people are getting this done. And I think only our short-sightedness and lack of leadership, I think, have kept us beholden to DOT, and the result has not been pretty, has not been good for the neighborhood. So I would hope that whoever is going to get elected to these new positions in county government will begin thinking in a proactive way about how we can start funding our own road projects so that we can design them with neighborhood considerations in mind.
With all due respect, that's not in order regarding what we're here for. What we're here for is any other amendments to the draft before we finalize it and put it out for public comment.
Were there any changes, Ken?
Yes, you want to just go over briefly over the rest of the changes?
Yeah, if you were, there were other changes.
Then let's get them, because we still don't have a final vote on putting this out. What we've got is two amendments to it. One took two projects out, one to put one different project in. That's what we've got now. We still got a vote, so don't leave. We still got a vote to get this whole thing out. What other amendments do we need to take up?
Okay, I'm just going to briefly talk about some of the other changes in the TIP. There's really not that many.
Now, this is changes from the current TIP.
Oh dear. So that's not the draft TIP.
No. They're already in the document. We're just going to explain what you're actually voting on for the entire document.
Okay, fine.
Okay, first change since last year, this is the major changes on page number 14 in your document. This is the I-75 lighting replacement project. What this is just to replace light on I-75 from Pierce Avenue to Arkwright Road. And
this is the portion that's under construction currently.
Right.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Construction is scheduled to take place in FY 2015 for this project, and there will be doing some preliminary engineering in FY 2014 also.
And it's my understanding now that this basically going back and adding lights to this portion of the interstate that's being constructed, and adding the lights so that it'll have lights on it. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so they're doing...
Okay, the next change I want to talk about is on page 17. This is the replacement bridge, State Route 11, State Route 49, and the Seven Bridges area. In last year's TIP, there was no construction scheduled for this project, but construction has been scheduled now in the year 2017 for that particular project. On page number 22, this is the Jeffersonville Road project. This is the widening Jeffersonville Road from 2 to 4 lanes from Recreation Road to Emory Highway. In last year's TIP, there was no funding available for this project, but they've identified some funding for the current TIP this year. Preliminary engineering is scheduled for FY 2014, and construction is scheduled for 2017.
Okay. Quick question about that, Mr. Chairman. The local funding for that, what's the requirement for that?
Van, can you answer that question? What the local funding for the Chestnutville Road project?
The local funding was for design and the soft cost of the right of way.
Is that the suggested change? Was that the way, was that consistent with what we now know about the local process?
Has that money been identified?
Any other changes, Ken?
Okay. Let's see. Page number 24. This is the Stars Church Road extension. In last year's TIP, the construction was scheduled for the year 2013. But it's been moved out to the year 2017 for this TIP. And, those are the really the major changes that I wanted to talk about the TIP. But I briefly want to talk about the transit section, about some of the things that they're going to be doing.
So, Ken, just Sars Church Road goes to 217?
Yes.
It does.
Construction.
I just want to briefly
just trying to figure out when we have to pay to relocate utilities. And I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, the last thing I want to talk about is some of the transit projects on page number 50. On page 50 is the transit authority schedule, capital schedule for the next 4 years. In the upcoming fiscal year of 2014, they're planning to purchase some additional vehicles that will include three buses as well as three buses for their paratransit service. And they're also going to be purchasing some maps and schedules as well as the GPS software and also ticket vending machine. And in the subsequent years that we will be purchasing some additional vehicles also as shown there. And those are really the only major changes that in the TIP that I want to
talk about. All right, let me recap. And Ken, double check me, please, sir. The recap would be on page 14. There is an addition for lighting on that portion of I-75 that is under construction now between Arkwright Road and Pierce Avenue. On page 17, there is a bridge replacement construction of a bridge at seven bridges just below the intersection of Pine on Broadway and Houston. On page 22, there is a change in the funding on Jeffersonville Road, with some funding project construction in FY14, but the bulk of it shifted out to 2017, the $23 million there. And page 24, the Sardis Church Road, the funding shifted back to FY17. And then there were a couple of transit projects that you mentioned at the end.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any further question or objection to taking all of those together as one motion?
Sure. So we'll
all of
this be approved.
Motion second. Further discussion about those changes? Hearing none, I assume you're ready to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's unanimous. Those changes are adopted. Any other changes now that we're trying to make in the final draft of the TIP? Hearing none, I assume you're ready to vote on the final draft of the TIP as amended. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So you got a bet. All right, we're going on now to a project status report right quick from the...
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. we ain't quite through with the impacts of the TIP. In order to get, if you look at this handout here, that we have to make some amendments to the LRTP and the CDR to conform with consistency requirements for air quality. And so any changes that is reflected in the plan, and some of this comes into the what's done in the TIP, we have to make some minor amendments to do that. If you look at page 8, you got the...
Let me interrupt you long enough to say, is this something that we do before we put this draft out for public comment, or do we do this after we get the public comment and in preparation for the final?
We were trying to do it
as part of the draft.
Yeah. Okay.
The resolution includes the adoption of the TIP, draft TIP, and the associated changes in the TIP.
Okay. Proceed then.
Yes. So you have, some changes in the first two couple pages in the cost and everything. So these were some minor changes. Then you get to the Table 8, which is about the third page there. And both Table 8 has been added to the, needs to be added to the LRTP and to the Appendix N in the CDR. And the changes are the first one that's highlighted is the lighting project that is in the first year of the TIP. This is lighting for the project that is currently under construction and is almost complete. Because this project was funded under stimulus, it needed to be shovel ready. And since the lighting project part of it was not shovel ready, they went ahead with the construction on it. So they have the engineering and the construction for the lighting at $2.65 million to redo the lighting on that segment. So if we want to do that, we have to add that to the project list. In the first year, there's some EPA related railroad emission reductions, and that's basically done with air quality folks up at GDOT Phil Peavy's office. And does this involve the gensets? So this was some of the genset funding using some of the CMAC funding. So this was one of the things that they were doing at GDOT, and we were not made aware of it until the project list came out. State Route 49 at Norfolk Southern Railroad. That had been part of the State Route 49 project that the Georgia Department of Transportation pulled out. However, the bridge replacement is still scheduled, and we were not informed of that until the project list. So some of this is just a lack of communication. The industrial highway, the interagency asked for a little better clarification as to what the project was and to the length of it. That had already been in the project. If you flip over to the next page, the highlight in brown is the four I-75, I-16 projects, as they were listed in the LRTP. The yellow below is the current information that we have on the projects that GDOT has prepared. So we got details on the project that was just pulled from the TIP. And then we got detailed information on the mitigation. The other information will be forthcoming, and we will be coming back to this policy committee to show those amendments when we get that information. But I wanted to go ahead and put that in there so that the interagency could take a look at that. Then the total goes from about, I believe it was, I don't have a previous number before, it was about $687 million. The total goes up to $691 million. And then there were some changes in Table 2 that reflect those changes in the cost figures. Then we included the project back I-75 lighting project is included back in there, so we had to put that project back in that was shown previously. And then the rest of the pages just show where the cost figures changed as we go through the plan. And we had about an $8 million cushion, and we now have about a $4 million cushion in the LRTP. So based on then the last page just basically shows the summary of the interagency consultation, and the very last box, today we're looking at the adoption of the TIP, and so if this committee wishes to do so, we can adopt these changes to comply with consistency for air quality and forward this on to the interagency consultation for review so it can be done at the same time.
Is there objection to making these changes to the interagency list?
I only have one question. Let's see what page that is. I guess it's the second or third page. We just took the Forest Hill project out of the TIF, and yet it's mentioned in the TIF. Does that have any bearing?
This is the list in the LRTP and in the CDR. That's a separate list. We have not removed the Forest Hill from the plan. Technically.
For the LRTP.
It's still in the LRTP. It's just not in the project that was in there. It's just not in the TIF.
We just removed it from the TIF.
Right.
So you're saying it is still in the TIF.
No, I'm saying it's still on plan.
Still in the long
run. This is amendments to the plan that needed to be done so that we qualify with air quality, conformity determination, and consistency.
Confused?
I am.
All you did was take it out of the four-year TIP.
Yeah,
which is the next 4 year increment. But it's still in the long range plan.
Just on that table, it shows that's in the TIP. And I'm just raising that point.
Well, that'll be changed.
That'll be changed. Okay.
It's not anymore.
Okay.
Not this 4 years.
Right. Thank you. So it's like you still intend to do it, but not the next 4 years.
Correct.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
That would be accurate.
Right. Just want to make sure that they were going to take that.
Right. Yeah. Is there objection to adopting these changes as has been presented? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. What else we got?
The progress report, GDOT, the local rep is not here today, so we'll pass out their data sheet on the progress, and we just got this morning, so if y'all have questions, I can forward it to me or to my staff, and we'll get answers for you.
That's fine.
That's
fine. And we'll ask for a project status report update at the next meeting. Any other old business? Any new business? If not, we've reached the bottom of the agenda, and we are adjourned.
That's good.